Hello, welcome back to another episode of Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. This particular episode is entitled Mustard Seed Faith, A Journey of Transformation. The writer of the book of Hebrews makes it abundantly clear that it's impossible to please God without faith. The writer says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. Now, it's a wonderful news is that all we need is the smallest measure of faith to start our faith walk. And fortunately, Romans 12:3 tells us that the Lord graciously gives us that seed of faith. And like any seed, the destiny of that seed is to grow and produce fruit. Now, faith in seed form and in its purest form is as small as a mustard seed, but holds the power to transform or change lives and move mountains. The mustard seed is considered to be one of the smallest seeds in the plant kingdom, and yet it can grow into trees that are 10 feet tall. Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20, uses this profound image to highlight the power of unwavering faith. And Jesus states, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here and go there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. In the same way, Jesus uses this metaphor to encourage his followers to forgive repeatedly. Now, you may recall that the disciples struggled with the question of how often do you have to forgive someone? However, Jesus emphasized that even the smallest amount of faith can uproot deeply entrenched challenges like forgiving those who repeatedly ask for forgiveness. In the book of Luke, chapter 17, beginning in verse 6, Jesus says, So if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Jesus was stating that what was impossible with man was possible for God in us, as the scriptures state. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? And then Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then there's 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children. You have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. These three scripture verses are worth memorizing and then recalling them when you're facing those challenging moments. Well, how do we grow from seed faith to greater faith? The Apostle Paul provides a roadmap in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jews first and also for the Greeks or for the non-Jews. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The Apostle Paul is declaring the gospel as the power of God to salvation and explains that righteousness is revealed as we live from faith to faith. This faith growth is a journey. And like that small mustard seed, it starts small, yet it grows into a tree that will provide shelter and support for others. You find that in Matthew 13:31 and Luke 13:19. Now, our faith, when cultivated, grows to produce not only belief, but action. And change from within are what we call transformation. Faith should be seen as trust and relationship. The Bible often describes faith as a relationship with God. You see, it's not just following a set of rules or knowing facts about him. It's about leaning on him when life is hard and trusting him to guide you even when you don't see the whole picture. For example, Abraham is called the father of faith because he trusted God enough to leave his home and follow God's instructions, even though he didn't know where he was going. And we see that in Genesis chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Then, of course, our faith scripture is Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is described as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This means we trust God even when we can't see how things will work out. Faith also means accepting God's promises about salvation. The Bible teaches that we are saved by faith in Jesus and not by our own efforts. When we believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose again, we are putting our faith in God's plan for us. So faith is like saying, I trust you, God, no matter what happens. It's about giving him control over your life and believing that he knows what's best for you. Now, this kind of trust changes how we live. It gives us peace. It gives us hope and courage, even in the most difficult times. However, this growth depends upon faith being working through love, emphasizing that love is the fertile ground where faith takes root. So the phrase faith working through love comes from Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse 6, where Paul writes, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love." In a biblical sense, this phrase, faith working through love, captures the principle of a genuine living faith that shows in acts of love and compassion. So let's take a deeper look into this type of faith. Working through love. Love is how we show that our faith in God is real. It's the outward proof that something has changed in our hearts because of our relationship with Him. If we truly trust God and are connected to Him, it will naturally lead us to love others. The Bible teaches that love is central to living as a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus said the two greatest commandments are to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. That's Matthew 22, beginning in verse 37. Now, this kind of love isn't about feelings. It's about actions. It's how we treat people, even when it's hard. The Bible also says that love is the most important quality for Christians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, Paul writes, "If I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing." And this reminds us that no matter how much we claim to believe in God, it doesn't mean much unless it leads us to love others. In short, love is the evidence that our faith is alive and real. When we trust God, His love fills our hearts and overflows into how we treat the people around us, whether it's through kindness or forgiveness or helping those in need. Love is the way we reflect God's goodness to the world. Faith and love go together. They're like two sides of the same coin. They always go hand in hand. If you truly trust God and believe in His promises, it will naturally lead you to love. Love is the fruit or the result of real faith. Without love, faith becomes empty and even meaningless. Let me repeat how Paul explained that in 1 Corinthians 13, 2. And he says, "If I have a faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing." This shows that faith by itself isn't enough. It has to lead to action. Those actions have to be loving and kind. True faith isn't just believing in God. It's allowing that belief to change how we live and interact with others. Think of it like this. Faith is the root firmly planted in God's grace. Love is the fruit showing that the tree, which is our faith, is alive and healthy. James also emphasized this connection, saying that faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. James 2:17. So faith working through love means your trust in God inspires you to care for others, to treat them kindly, and to live in a way that honors Him. After all, we are here to bring glory to the Father. Faith is not about rules or regulations. In the book of Galatians, Paul writing to the people because they were confused about whether following the Jewish laws like circumcision was necessary for salvation. And he wanted them to understand that these rituals and rules don't make someone right with God. Instead, salvation comes through faith in Jesus alone. And that's why Paul says in Galatians 5:6, "For in Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." So it's not about following a checklist of rules to earn God's approval. Instead, what matters is trusting in Jesus and letting that faith transform you, change your heart, so that it leads you to love others. This truth of faith and love frees Christians from legalism, the idea that we have to follow strict religious rules to be accepted by God. Instead, faith working through love focuses on the relationship that we have with God and how that relationship changes the way we live. You see, it's not about trying to earn salvation, but about responding to God's grace by loving Him and others. Now, how do we show faith through love? Well, faith working through love is something we can live out in practical, everyday ways. You see, it's not just about the big, dramatic actions. It's about the small, consistent choices to care for others and reflect God's love in everything that we do. Now, here are some thoughts or some ways that we can show faith through love. First of all, helping others. When someone is in need, whether it's a friend, family member, or even a stranger, offering help is a way to show love. Now, this could be like giving food to someone who's hungry, or comforting a friend who's sad, or supporting a charity that helps people in need. Another area is being kind and patient. Love shows in how we speak and act. Being kind, even when others are rude, or showing patience when someone is difficult, are powerful ways to live out our faith. These actions reflect the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians 5, 22, and 23. Forgiving people. When you forgive someone who hurt you, you're showing God's love. And we know that forgiveness isn't always easy, but it's a way of trusting God and letting go of anger. We should be encouraging and building others up. Words have the power to lift people up or to tear them down. Use your words to encourage others, speak kindly, and remind people of God's love for them. And then, of course, living with humility. That simply means serving others without expecting anything in return. That's a powerful way to show love. Jesus himself served his disciples by washing their feet. We see that in John 13, beginning in verse 12. Following his example, we can look for ways to humbly care for those around us. In short, faith working through love means letting your trust in God inspire you to love others in real, practical ways. It's about showing God's love in everything that you do, whether it's big or small, so that others can see His goodness through your life. So in conclusion, faith working through love captures the heart of what it means to live as a follower of Christ. Faith is about trusting God completely, believing in His promises, relying on His grace, and building a relationship with Him. But faith is not meant to stay hidden or private. True faith is active and alive, and its clearest evidence is love. Love is how our faith comes to life. It's seen in the way that we care for others, whether it's showing kindness or patience or forgiving those who hurt us, and humbly serving those who are in need. So it's not about following a set of religious rules or rituals. It's about letting God's love fill our hearts and overflow into our actions. Faith and love are deeply connected. Faith, remember, we said, is the root that anchors us in God, and love is a fruit that grows from it. Without love, our faith is empty, and without faith, Our love cannot reflect the selfless, sacrificial nature of God's love for us. Living out faith working through love is a daily journey. It's a way of life that frees us from legalism and points us back to the simple yet profound truth that God's love transforms everything. When we trust in Him and let His love guide us, our faith becomes a powerful witness to His goodness and grace in the world. I hope this message encourages you to step out in faith, but to step out in faith by a demonstration of love. Remember, love is not simply some kind of emotional feeling, but love is a decision. Love is a decision to live your best for the good of other people around you. So may God richly bless you, and I look forward to seeing you the next time. Amen. Unless otherwise noted, all scripture quotations are from the New King James Version of the Bible. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved.